Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience, there is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Breed Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
the other twat, Tamara.
Okay. Before we even get into headlines or anything, I need to know if you know this. What do the ABCs and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star have in common?
I don't know.
Well, neither did I. And now I'm honestly really questioning our IQ more than I ever have before. They're the same tune. A, B, C, D.
Twinkle, and how did you learn this? Was this at preschool with Dove?
Two judgy girls commented on my post about Dove today, and they're like, don't worry, both are the same tune. And I was like, no, they're not. And then I spent a good 5 minutes singing
of
both songs.
Of course you did. You had to get to the bottom of it.
But what is wrong with us? How do we not know standard?
I guess when it's not that interesting, you don't put that much thought into it. For me, like, my kids are grown.
I don't know. I guess some things I think are common sense.
A, B, C, D.
Twinkle, twinkle.
A, B, C, D.
See? I mean, it is what
just
it is.
The fact that that's where our IQ is right now is ABCs and Twinkle, Twinkle. That should tell us a lot.
It tells us why we have to watch The Girls Trip and Real Housewives of New Jersey twice. That is our level.
I know.
So just imagine. And I know that most people can just watch them once and retain the information. But no, I write down I'm Rain Man, the information.
Yes.
And then stare at it and then still panic that I'm going to forget my favorite parts.
I hear you.
But before,
well, you know what didn't happen today?
What?
The release of the OC trailer. I got excited for a quick second because yesterday Bravo had announced that they, you know, releasing two of something. I knew it was Atlanta because I had already heard from somebody in the industry. I knew that was happening and I was kind of bummed because they finished airing in, filming in February. We finished filming in November. Why is it taking so long? And I thought for sure it was going to come out and no. I think it's Summer House
in Atlanta. Do we need to start watching the houses? You guys weigh in. We're not going to recap them, but do we even need to watch them?
I have never watched a Summer House or Winter House. I don't know what they're about.
Oh, everyone's writing in right here that they love it. But I guess we should watch it just to kind of see. Now, I'm already addicted to so many other new shows, which I know we're not going to get into too much, but they just saw Rachel leaving Ariana in Tom's house because Ariana's out of town. What would you do if you saw another woman leaving your house out of town with your ex?
For one thing, I got to believe they have a Ring camera, and I'm assuming Ariana is wherever she's at and gets the Ring. I would lose my shit. Like, seriously,
like sleeping like,
that's
in
so
your bed.
Disrespectful.
Well, I mean, maybe she's somewhere with her new vibrator just enjoying her life.
Well, you know.
Happy and free.
She spent almost a decade with the guy. There's got to be some feelings deep down in there that is still loves him. And to think that you're in my house is, it's kind of cruel, I think. Like, have some respect for this woman, please.
But also, she had a winged eyeliner on leaving this morning or yesterday morning. And I'm like, but everyone's mad at her. I'm like, I think it's actually more disgusting to.
For him,
it's the house he chose to buy with her. Like, listen, we know she has a studio apartment. Go there or stay at a hotel.
Why doesn't he go to her house? Like, why would you bring her into the family home?
Clearly, they want paparazzi to see them and be whatever. But I know I'm a little emotional about it, probably because I watched the Atlanta trailer today.
What'd you think?
Well, I cried at the end with Drew. And maybe it's because I'm on my Leah, but
the period.
Yeah,
for those of you
that
have not watched Girls Trip. So we have Sheree, Candy, Kenya, Drew, Marlo, Sonia. I'm going to butcher her name. Manetta.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. And a new girl, Courtney Rhodes. So big cast. Candy looks like she's clocked in this season.
I was going to say the fact that Candy is crying, screaming and ready to drag, like using that voice the entire time and it shows up more than once.
I think she said she would have kicked somebody's ass. Yeah.
Oh, she said, I'm crying because if not, I would choke you or
something like that.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, pretty much the entire trailer is Sheree. Like she's a big part of it. Marlo's a big part of it. Candy's
she's
a big part
star.
Of it. We're seeing a little bit of Kenya. We're seeing very little Drew. We saw one part of Drew and Ralph in therapy. And then Drew crying at the end, which like that's the part that I lost it. But there was a lot of special appearances. Did you see Kim Zolciak, Lisa Wu?
Okay, so
Snow,
Kim Zolciak, Lisa Wu.
And Cynthia Bailey.
Yes. And who we did not see, which is no big surprise, is NeNe. They brought back
and we didn't see
oldies.
Portia either.
Well, Portia's too busy being a star right now because she is a star.
Well, you know what? This I feel like Portia needs to come back next season now after this.
1,000%. I don't even know why she left.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's good. I think it's going to be a lot of drama. I think the relationships are starting to form more. The part with Marlo where Marlo keeps saying she's gone to therapy and she's changed. And then she asks her, the boys. Yeah. She's like, how do you guys think I'm doing? And they're like, you're trying.
How about Kenya dating a new man who Marlo says she did it and popped her cherry.
And then Kenya said, that's not true. She was like, I just coughed up some bullshit. But then I also
love Kenya.
I know. I love her so much. I do think that her and Drew must be getting along because Drew posted a picture of their opening titles, which, oh my gosh, they all look so stunning. It's kind of like a gold, orange,
That's what Orange County should be. That should be our opening.
Not Easter or whatever you guys are this year.
Oh, we're always Easter baskets.
But
we get that. Can you wear jewel tones?
I'm not trying to shade you guys over at Orange County, but I don't think you guys could pull off any of these dresses.
I think that we could. I do think we could.
I just don't. I'm so sorry.
Well, wah, wah, wah.
I mean.
We do have a good color this season for our intros. I will say that.
Are there any sky tops?
No, there hasn't been any sky tops since 1985 on the show. So easy with that.
The year I was born.
Yes, 1985. Wait, that is not the year you were
born. No, I was born in 81.
That's the year my son was born.
Oh, my gosh. But I think this season's going to be really good. They showed a little bit. Sonia does not appear to be pregnant, even though that was her storyline last year. She appears to be.
Now she's appearing to kick her parents out.
So we're really excited for Atlanta. That premieres, do we know when it premieres?
The 5th.
May 7th.
7th. I knew it was something like that.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
speaking of Atlanta, we saw that Eva.
Sad story.
Oh, Eva filed for divorce from her husband.
For divorce.
But the part that's so wild is the husband's comments after.
Wait, what are his comments?
So he says, she says there has, I'm going to read this because it's the actual quote that she said. This has been one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make, but sometimes life takes you in a journey in a direction you were not expecting. Our children remain our biggest priority, and the 8.5 years we have spent together will always be cherished. We ask that you respect our privacy. Well, then he writes, I am not going to lose my wife. I'm going to fight for her with every fiber in my being. I love her and plan to show her how much I love her and that our love is strong enough to get to the other side. Okay, if that doesn't scream I cheated, I don't know what does, allegedly.
I mean, I did not respect her privacy, and I sent her a text message just saying I was thinking about her. I did not get a response back, and I'm sure she's overwhelmed right now. But I mean, when we were on girls trip, she spoke so highly of him and would talk to him on the phone and FaceTime and stuff. And I knew how much, you could tell how much she loved him. So, oh, Eva, I'm so sorry. I hope that they can work it out, because they do have, I think, 3 kids or 2 kids together.
They have 2 kids together, and then he's also
Marley. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a bummer and so sad. And I also feel like him making that public announcement, though, is his way to love bomb her or whatever the phrase is, and make her feel a certain way after obviously he's done something wrong.
Well, we don't know he's done something wrong, but hopefully they can figure it out. Now,
I think it's more about actions than words.
Yeah, for sure. So there is a new housewife alert. Anne Marie Wiley has been filming for Beverly Hills. Now, is this somebody you know? What can you tell us? We need the lowdown.
Yes, I know Anne Marie well because her husband, Marcellus, yes, he was a pro football player, but he is also a football coach on Cruz's flag football.
Why did I know that? I kind of felt that.
So we see them Cruz plays year round ball. Like, they've tried to recruit Cruz before. Like, we are pals. Like, she is one of those, because football now, I mean, parents now they're different than me. Like, I'm one of those people that when I'm in the stands, I like scream for my kids. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
And like, other people are like, no, everyone's a winner and blah, blah, blah. Anne Marie is like cool and fun and like us. Like, we're always rooting for our kids. She's super into fitness. She's also an anesthesiologist. So, you know that Lars is really going to lose her shit on that.
Oh my God. I wonder if Lars has used her. Oh my God. You know, we have an NFL player that lives in our community here. And, I am rallying for them to come on the show next season.
I think
he's a Super Bowl winner. So, she's an ex cheerleader, dancer, TV host, and I am gonna push for that next season.
All right, well, text me her name after. But if you know, I cannot confirm or deny, but if she is going to be a full time housewife, I think she will be great because she's outspoken. And what I love about Marcellus is he's a no filter type guy. He's not like, he'll just say.
So he's a good house husband. Do you think she's been hired as a friend or a full-time housewife? Do you know any of that? Or can you even
My guess even say by her, I can't say. I mean, I text with her, but I can't fully say. But what I can say is clear knowledge is if you go to her page and follow her, she did a post and she put diamonds all next to it. I can say that if I were going back as a friend of, or if I was going on as a friend of, I wouldn't put diamonds.
Right.
Like,
right.
I think a diamond symbolizes a diamond, not like a diamond a couple inches away that you don't actually hold.
Well, I'm excited because it seems like they're pulling in everybody to fill Lisa Rinna's shoes lately.
Well, I think they're just trying to figure
it
out.
It just looks like that. Who knows? I have no idea what's going on in that show.
This next one, I didn't even understand, but it's,
The lawsuit.
The lawsuit. the what they wrote in the article here, it's like too drawn out, but what essentially what happened is the lawsuit in regarding the bots, basically the judge is dismissing the bots because they weren't impersonating Diana to make it look like she was writing herself. So the judge is saying they won't grant Diana's lawyers to get additional information because it's clearly just, you know, rabid fans and she doesn't need to know any more information. So clearly right. we're never going to find out who did these things.
It was never considered cyberbullying. And we, right. And this was to the 14-year-old son of Garcelle's, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think she did this?
I think she wanted to prove her innocence. But I think she also has a shit ton of money to spend and she can just throw it wherever way she wants. And if she was going to continue on the show, she wanted to be able to have the evidence that.
Now, she is not filming on the show whatsoever. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
And will you be filming on the show this season?
I was asked. That's all I can say about that.
Okay.
I was unavailable at that particular time.
Well, maybe you will go back at another time.
I guess we'll just have to see, Tam. I guess we'll just have to see. You know, God. It is. My husband does keep sending me pictures. The reason I asked you about that street in Orange County is because he really does want to move there. So it really just depends.
Wait, what?
Yes, I was wondering why you didn't respond to me.
I said,
do you know where this address is? And I put this, I sent you the link to the house.
I didn't even know. Shut up.
This was 2 days ago. Right now.
I didn't see it.
It's a really pretty house.
God. What city?
It's in Dana Point. And it's because I don't.
Is it in the group text?
It's in the group text. I told
him. Okay, so that's where my disability comes in. We're on a group text, you guys, and there's four of us. And I'm assuming that's what the group text sends to the four of us. And it goes crazy all day long. And if you are actually working or doing something and you get, you know, behind, forget about it. You can't catch up on this.
I'll walk
text.
Out of hot yoga and miss 74 texts.
Yeah. You'll go, 75 texts today. Now, Dee, so I'm actually looking at houses in Dana Point as well.
So all I can tell you is this one's not on Beach Road, but it's like beautiful access to
Wait. Edwin wants to move to Orange County?
Well, we're thinking about it because now Bella's in high school. She'll be in high school and he's just deciding. And so he's trying to get me to come around to it. So I'm like, I don't know. My life is here. All my friends are here. Minus right. Tamara.
Well, now we can hang out more and you can join the Orange County cast.
I was thinking about that.
Traveling together. And oh my God, it's going to be so much fun.
Well, I'm not saying I'm definitely moving there. I'm just saying, did we hear that Megan King was filming Beverly Hills?
Well, I haven't talked to her, but I do know that Megan was in for the concert that we missed.
The concert, the awards. We missed the iHeartRadio awards, guys. Yeah. We're so old. It was too many late nights.
It was too many late nights in 1 week. And it's like Eddie was actually disappointed. He's like, maybe we should just go. I'm like, babe, I'm exhausted. It was right after we got back from Vegas.
I know. And I was in Vegas another night than you.
I know. So Megan texted me and said, are you going? I said, I just can't. I've just got too much on my plate. She's like, I totally get it. So I know she was in town for that. So I think maybe she was just shopping.
Meredith Brooks was there filming. Too. Yeah. I mean, it was an event, but Meredith was there. Megan King was there. So, I mean, I think they're starting to open that gap of no crossovers. I mean, clearly they did that already with Taylor, but yeah.
Yeah. I think that you fit in better in Orange County than the Beverly Hills show.
I'm worried I would eat some of the ladies alive and you and I would claw each other's faces off.
That's all right. We'd get over it. We'd be partners in crime. Me, you, and Emily would be the new Tres Amigas.
Oh, my. but who knows? We've just been looking at places and it's totally up in the air and it may never happen. Slate heard us talking about it and started crying.
Oh, shit.
She was like, Mom, but not even about anything other than her best friend, Eloise. She's like, what about Eloise?
What if you kept a house in LA?
We would keep this house and rent it out. Well, Edwin is not a person that sells houses. Like, he is likes to keep them, rent them.
That's the house I'm in now. It's the same. Like, we've moved twice and we kept this house and we'll move back. And he says he will never sell this house, but who knows?
And I know we're off topic, but PSA to you guys, the way that they say the best way to earn money is by owning houses that you keep renting out. Because ultimately, if you were going to ever gift your kids something, giving them a house is way more beneficial than like a big chunk of money.
Yep.
And they can use it as an investment, like all different things. It's just, it's better to, like, if you have the opportunity to invest in a home versus, you know.
Yeah. My plan is to buy each one of my kids a house. So
yeah, I mean, it's huge. It's a game changer.
For sure.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair Body and Shower Creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
My first thought on Jersey is Louis is a bad cop playing a good cop on TV.
He's a people pleaser.
Who's he pleasing? He's not pleasing me.
Who he's with. Whoever
Tinted moisturizer would please me if he put some on.
Stop. I almost threw up when you said that. I laughed and burped at the same time and it almost didn't come out well.
Like, It is the, I'm sorry, I get being tan. I understand you want, you know, all the things, but the redness, just,
it's not healthy.
Just put on a little CC cream, my friend. You don't have to call it makeup.
Oh my God. Well, there's one thing I don't ever want to see ever again on any of these shows. And I never want to see the men in a Gucci or Balmain t-shirt.
I don't actually want to see the men in any brand name.
Designers, no.
I'm fine with like a little Travis Miller right here, like a little insignia, but like I don't need to see full words. And probably they're not even real.
Like, yeah, just no. Just stop. Just stop with the designer and their t-shirts too. If you want a nice sports jacket, whatever, but
I have to be honest, yeah. I don't really need to see a woman in a Gucci t-shirt either, but I know that it happens a lot in the housewives worlds.
I'm over but I don't it. I'm actually completely over Gucci at this point, I think. I mean, I have a lot of purses and stuff, but clothing-wise.
Are you over pizza ovens? Because this is where the next thing comes up.
Oh my God, so many questions about this.
I feel like they're giving us half the information because they want to give us the rest, like at the reunion.
Oh, 1,000%. And that's what people don't understand. That's what they do. I mean, those editors are like psychiatrists. They know exactly how to mind you and then have, you know, more conversation. It just doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. Like, I thought I heard Joey say in his confessional, I would have put in $200,000. Well, Louis and Teresa make it sound like he had never intended on putting any money into
this is the first thing we need to point out, which I don't know is 100% clear, because as they start fighting, I had to go back and rewatch this part. Who actually brought up this conversation first? And it was Teresa. It was, in fact, Teresa. Even though it starts looking like it was Joe and Melissa, it was Teresa. Right. So to give a little backstory is, Joe had an idea to make and sell pizza ovens, he was going to partner with Louis to do it. Louis laid out the $250,000 to get the project started, and then Louis wanted to give Joe 5% of the company because it was his idea, allegedly. Joe wanted 50%, and Teresa told him if he wanted that much, he must also put some money up.
Well,
I'm confused why he would think he wasn't, like, if you're not going to put the money up, why would you be a 50-50 partner?
Right, and that's where I'm confused, because Joey in his confessional said, like, of course I would have put the money up, but then they ordered pizza boxes without Joey knowing. And did they have the product? I don't know that they even have who orders a box before the product.
Well, I mean, the product's dough. I mean,
no, it's a pizza oven.
Oh, they wanted to do restaurants. Like, is it ovens or is it boxes? Like, why are they ordering the boxes before the ovens in the restaurant?
It was my understanding they were making pizza ovens, like portable
They were buying pizza ovens because they were going to do what Joe Gorga is saying is they wanted to do a restaurant called No-No. And then Teresa went behind his back and did these skinny girl pizzas and did a photo shoot with the girls. And that's what pissed him off. And not to be an ass, but do you think if maybe Home Depot sold pizza ovens, Joe could have chipped in?
Because first of all,
you remember that story?
Yes, I do. I have a feeling that Bethany would have a problem with somebody coming out with skinny girl pizzas.
Know who else would have a problem? Jackie. Remember, she had a problem with Bethany because of the skinny girl.
Oh, that's
cocktails.
Right. Okay, take it back. So is it the actual pizza oven they're trying to sell or pizzas?
They want to open a restaurant.
I never heard that once.
Yes, they wanted to open a restaurant. They want to make and sell the pizza ovens. Teresa once had a cookbook called...
Skinny Italian.
Yeah, Skinny Italian. So yeah. I guess that's what they were trying to do. But I hate to break it to everybody. You can't really say that anymore. You've gone past it. It's no longer a phrase that's, you know, you just can't.
Oh, it's
you
not
could call
politically
it fit
correct.
Pizzas, wellness pizzas.
My question is like, okay, so Joey wasn't going to put the money in. They never expected the money, according to Louis and Teresa. Now, why didn't they move forward with the business? If they ordered the boxes, took the photo shoot, why didn't he continue with it? Why did he just lose $250,000?
My guess is they don't. I mean, I think Jackie pointed this out in like a Bravo after show or something that I watched a clip, but somebody said, you know, Louis's doing really well for himself, allegedly. And Jackie goes, but are they? And then she even continues on to say, I mean, those Cartier bracelets were clearly fake that he gave.
She said that? Like,
yes.
How did I miss that?
It was just a little clip I watched. No, this wasn't in the episode. This was in a clip in the after show.
Oh. Okay.
But who knows? Maybe he thought he was going to go in and put the $250,000. And then once it couldn't be matched, the deal was done. But who just
those are the, I'm sorry. Somebody that has a business and you have a business, you don't do that. I have a business partner. When we went into business, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, you put your money in, but I'm not going to put mine in. No, you come up with a business plan and then you write it down. And then attorneys look at it. Now, all the things. So you know who's doing what.
Right. But that's what maybe Louis Jersey, saying.
They do it on a handshake over there.
No, Louis said that his lawyers contacted Joe and that's what set Joe off. Joe and Melissa are claiming that is not what set him off. It's that they changed the name and started proceeding along with this behind his back doing a different plan.
What I will say is if he was going to put no money down and was offered 5% of the business, that's a good deal.
Unless it's going to be his likeness. It's about his family and he's doing all the work. Do you really think Louis was going to go into the pizza place? I don't know. Shark Tank would never.
Yeah, no. I mean, but if you're not putting any money into it, so okay, you should put some sweat equity into it. I mean, how much do you think you deserve? Not 50%.
20%. If you're going to be promoting it, if you're the bigger star or whatever, and Teresa's only going to be doing a portion,
I don't know.
Here's the thing. I had to bite my fingers off in order to not text Melissa yesterday and say, can I please see a picture from the photo shoot? Because I just didn't.
We're going to see these boxes?
I think we're going to see a picture of the photo shoot at some point. Yeah. I don't know when. But I guess we can't go on to this anymore until we get to Danielle.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to say that Danielle doesn't owe anybody an explanation to why her brother is their fight between the two of them. She doesn't owe anybody.
But you know what?
Her brother's coming on the show.
But then don't tell us in the freaking first place.
Well, we talk about a lot of things on the show that don't make it. And the only reason I would assume it's going to make it is because we're going to see
you her knew brother it was, on the she show. She knew it was going to make it. She was talking to Melissa about it originally. Like, of course, that's a huge storyline. And then if you give a half-assed story about why it ended, you can say there's a multitude of reasons, but this is the straw that broke. She could say this is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, brothers and sisters have past histories of a lot. Like growing up, obviously you have a brother, you have a sister, you know that there's always something, you know.
Yeah. I mean, my sister and I hurt each other's feelings accidentally all the time. We don't realize it till after the fact. But I still think, regardless, you're now on your second event that you've left. And I think that's bullshit. You know what you signed up for.
I don't think that was a reason to leave at all. I don't think she should have left. But I need to see her brother and I need to see this play out because right now I'm just like, this is annoying. Why we spent two episodes so far talking about what did you do to your brother? I'm not trusting your story when we don't even know the guy.
I don't really care either way what happened with her brother. But what I do care about is how the week before she's like in the limo, she's like, better not mess with me, like a crazed lunatic. And then this week she just walks in and flips out again and leaves.
Well, she can't keep doing that. She keeps doing that and she's going to be a bye-bye housewife.
But we don't fully know the history of Jackie and her sister either.
And I don't care.
Right. But Jackie has repeatedly said it's years and years of bad things. So people aren't digging because she's admitting to it's dysfunctional. You don't need like once somebody says dysfunctional, you don't need to fully break it down. But
OK.
Don't come on the Housewives and leave unless you're crying.
I will agree with you on that.
You're physically going to hurt somebody.
I'm going to agree with you on that. If you are talking a big game in your confessionals and you're running out on every damn party, it doesn't look good for you.
Do you think Jackie really cares or she just wanted to antagonize Danielle? And you know what? Power to her no matter which one it is.
I think Jackie's just here to antagonize everybody this season.
You know what, Jackie? Your hip back, girl. Get your hip back. Next thing, we need to talk about Rachel for a second.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because
what
I
would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about maybe she needs to belong to the Teddy and Tamara School of Dictionary Use, because she used the words, hold on, I wrote them down. Above and beyond, and I'm a perfectionist. But that's not what I'm seeing when I see sad Ariel laying in a clamshell in some grass on a rainy day.
Okay, can we talk about Ariel? What was that? That was borderline embarrassing.
Not borderline. That was embarrassing. One, if you're going to have a mermaid, put her in water in the clamshell.
She's in a chair.
Care. Send her out to sea to find her Prince Charming. But don't have her in the grass near cut like meat.
No, it's weird. And how about bone marrow? Do you like bone marrow?
Absolutely not. Oh, you weren't in Vegas the second night where I paid my brother $100 to drink the bone marrow out of the thing.
Ugh. And he loves bone marrow.
Disgusting. Oh. I don't like I can barely. No, that texture is a no for me.
Yeah. Well, Teddy.
Yeah.
Can I hold your hand?
I'm sorry.
Can I hold your hand? Just put your hand out here. Just give me your hand. Here it is.
Oh.
Can we? I just, before I talk to you about this, I need to hold your hand.
You know what?
Here, we're holding hands.
We're together and we're going to talk about this. But know what that hand holding did? Set Teresa the F off. And then.
Oh, God. I mean, Melissa's face was like, okay.
It's like how many people give me a hug and it lasts more than 3 seconds. I'm like, get off. I'm fine with a 3 second hug, but when you want to embrace a little longer, I want to kick you in the shins.
Yeah. How about when Teresa tries to interrupt the conversation and Louis shuts her down by telling her to respect their conversation? Did this episode shift a little bit for you when it comes to Louis?
I have been doing my best to put my feelings aside and like not judge Louis to the
extent. Your positive feelings up front for Louis, right? We're trying to give him a chance.
I'm trying to give him a chance as much as I could, especially after we had Teresa on and Teresa's, you know, and her love bubble.
Let me just say, when I met Louis, he was nothing but nice to me at the MTV Awards. So sweet, so nice. You know, I think that him telling Joey that he wears his father's pajamas at night to make the girls feel safe and loved, I don't think anybody's going to ever get over that.
Even though Teresa came forward and did a statement and said that it was
several
new pajamas. To me, it's not even about that. Once I saw Louis lose it on Teresa, like here's the problem. He's so condescending. That's what I don't like. Like if you sometimes lose your temper, that's normal. It's not normal to say that couples don't, you know, I'll be like,
oh, for sure.
Shut the door. But you can get irritated, but he does it in this way, like he is above and better than. And I'm like, clearly you're not, because it appears that you allegedly have some past issues with anger. So don't try to fool us here. But I know we have more to get on about that conversation, but him doing the motivational talk on his Instagram and then the guys.
Oh my God. The guys mocking it. I want to thank God for telling me that I need to whack somebody today. Oh. I actually made Eddie watch the scene where Teresa walked in and, you know, Louis said what he said to her. I'm like, is he belittling her? Is this being rude? Am I being too sensitive? And he's like, no, that was messed up.
Yeah. I think it was too messed up. And then know what I also thought was really messed up? When Teresa tells the girls that Melissa has daddy issues and needs help.
Especially since her dad passed away. Like, that is not cool.
I mean, I think he passed away like in a tragic car crash. Like, imagine, like the things that Teresa still holds Melissa accountable for, even when truly I think the issue isn't Melissa, it's Joe and Teresa. That's the issue.
For sure.
They're the issue.
I have to agree. And I will say that I think that Melissa and Joe were a class act in this episode. I know that Joe got into it a little bit with Louis where he's like, you want to dance, dude? Like, and he laughs. But it was like, I don't know. If my sister-in-law was telling me she was wearing my dead mom's pajamas, I'd be like, oh, no, This is so morbid. Like, what are you doing?
But also, they didn't have really any good answers for any of it. And I felt like I was on a merry-go-round that, like, wouldn't stop spinning during the whole conversation. Like, you want to jump off, but you can't. Then they come back in. Then there's more. It's just constant chaos. Yeah. But the part that killed me the most was when they finally go to leave. And then they have to go and ask Louis to move.
But he was, like, cool. He's like, hey, Louis, can you move your car? I mean, the one thing that, statement of the show was from Margaret, I don't even want to have a conversation with Jennifer because I'll probably catch in fire from the polyester.
Well, the fact
actually,
that
I like the way Jennifer dresses.
Me too. We own that. We own a similar version of that dress from Bronx and Banco. But yeah. Marge, you can't critique somebody's clothing when you're looking like you're on the national tour of the New Jersey Nutcracker. Like,
well, they definitely have different tastes in clothing. And I will say I like the way Jennifer dresses. I think she's always very well put together.
I mean, I think put together is a hard term because sometimes she's crawling on the ground.
That's all right. I like my housewives crawling on the ground. I love it. I love it.
But all in all, I like this episode. I think at this point, Rachel and Danielle need to start getting involved a little more, or they need to move on over and let Jen Fessler and Jackie just take over, because Jackie is in there stirring it with the best of them. But the problem is, now what's going to happen to Jackie is, because she's stirring it so aggressively and they're not giving us any of her home life or her storyline, people are going to be like, she's just a shit star. But guys, we have to remember, she doesn't have a choice anymore. Now that she's a friend, they're not going to show her home life.
I know. I really like Evan.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, like, just watching him out there working out. I'm like, he reminds me of Eddie. Even Edwin. Yeah. They'd be like not drinking that much and out there working out. And
yeah. Well, now we're going to run through fan thoughts, and we got to take a little break, and we'll come back and talk about Girls Trip. Fan thought number one, Teresa has no ability to self-reflect, clearly.
She lost her shit, and I like seeing that.
I mean, I like seeing it, but
Jackie.
But I don't really think in that what she's so mad at Melissa about doesn't even make sense. Like,
who?
Because she didn't. Teresa. That's what she's upset. Because all Jackie said was, that's not nice to say that about Melissa.
Right.
And she could at that moment, she could have said, oh, shit, you're right. That's taking it too far.
Well, it's safe to say that she can't stand Melissa.
Then the next one, can't take the sibling drama anymore. You know what? I really can't either. But I need them both there. I need all of them there. Without them, what would we be doing?
I need more sibling drama from Danielle and her brother.
Okay,
add that
great.
In there. Okay.
So many comments about Teresa not being able to take ability. Yeah.
Comments about Louis in the pajamas being weird, red flag. Yeah, it was an interesting statement to make. That's for sure.
So, guys, that's keeping us well into the mix. Oh, one last thing I did want to say, and then we'll close out. I did enjoy that when one of them was saying, like, Jen, Aiden, Bill have all these issues and they can't be around each other unless they're drunk. But then showing them the next morning how well they work together, making that breakfast, putting it together.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell there's good parts of their relationship.
There is good parts.
Meanwhile,
I'm surprised
Rachel barely had coffee out at her house.
I know. I'm surprised that Bill was even alive the next morning.
He looked fine.
I know. I know. I don't know what he was drinking, but something out of a little weird.
Was that coffee?
I don't know.
Well, guys, let us know.
Tea or what? It was a very unique glass.
All right. We'll take a little break. We'll come back for Girls Trip.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, we are back to talk about Girls Trip. And first thing I want to say is there's one thing the two T's know about, and that's how white girls let their titties out on the show.
I'm like, are you speaking about me?
I honestly was like, it's not nice to single out Tamara.
I know. I mean, well, let's be honest. Portia's titties have been out. Except for her nipples. Like, those things have been front and center.
Well, her nipples and her booty. I mean, she ain't messing around.
What I want to know is if Alexia has nipples. Because her tops,
her dress was so low and her nipples.
It was so
low.
And I'm like, what? Like, that's like a whole boob hanging out, but I don't see any nipple.
By the way, we own that dress, I think, too.
Which one?
It's unrecognizable because she's tall. I think she's tall.
I could, yeah. I just have boob envy because I could never fill a dress out like that.
Okay, then we get to multiple FaceTimes and FaceTime attempts. The Emmy for Best Cameo goes to Baby Gorgeous's FaceTime with Heather.
I know, Lisa.
But
that was so nice.
Then they tried
Whitney.
To call Jen. Did they really think? Oh, with Whitney. Sorry, yeah. I said Whitney. Heather. Sorry, guys.
I'm like, huh?
Yeah, because I was thinking Heather also tried to FaceTime Jen.
Right. Right.
Which clearly Jen's not going to answer the FaceTime.
No, and I think that it was said on Watch What Happens Live that she has like 5 phones and she didn't call the right one.
Oh, well, even so, do we want to hear from Jen?
No, I don't want to hear from her.
Between that and all the Mormon conversation, like Heather wanting to say that she's anti-Mormon while still being Mormon, it's kind of like our friend Matt here, who says he's all about LGBTQ, but eats a Chick-fil-A. It's total hypocrisy.
Hypocrites. Oh, Matt.
But like, that is the point. Like, it doesn't
matter. Matt, go to KFC. Go to KFC. Hold on.
Did you notice they did KFC for a second time? They yes. must have KFCs all over freaking Thailand.
It made me want KFC. And we don't even have one close by.
I haven't seen a KFC.
Remember, do you remember Pioneer Chicken?
No.
You don't?
No.
Mm-mm. It was kind of the rival to KFC. I don't even, they're nowhere.
I'm with Karen on this one. I think chicken's a dirty bird for the most part. Like, I'm more of a, if I'm going to go to fast food, I want a burger.
Oh, yeah, for sure. In-N-Out. That's the only fast food.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Then we get to how Leah is going to ignore Whitney's warning about Heather when Heather was literally saying that they should get her to break her sobriety. And then Leah's not into the dynamic power struggle shifts and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do you know what show you're on, Leah?
She's not on any show.
Well, true. But like, you're on Girls Trip. Like, at least feign having a decent time for 1 second.
Well, we'll see if we even see her next week.
Do you think she's going to claim that the scorpion is why she got sick? That's all I kept thinking about.
Would you eat a scorpion?
I don't think there's anything that you could ask me that would force me to eat a scorpion over answering.
I'm going to agree with you on that. Like, the fact that Heather ate the scorpion instead of responded to the black eye.
Because like, she wants to keep the story going.
She does. She wants to keep it going and going and going. I'm just like, what the hell?
Then we also need to talk about the massages.
Yes. I mean, I don't need to hear. Instead of the massage, it's the noises that I didn't need to hear.
I was uncomfortable. Listen, I'm happy. I love a Thai massage. I think they're incredible. The stretching's amazing. But hearing all of the women's like,
Giselle. So Thai people want to massage your vagina. Portia, they were massaging your vagina. Giselle, they were trying to. I want my money back because nobody touched mine, Portia said. Have you ever had a massage
where
they touched your business.
Nobody's ever touched my clamshell, but people have Thai massage. They do like stretch out your groin area. And like, it's, you definitely want to wear a thong when you're getting a Thai massage.
I wear underwear. I don't care what kind of massage I get. I always wear underwear.
You do?
Yes. 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 I do not.
Mm-mm.
Now, I have never had anybody try to touch me there. But I have had a male masseuse that would rub his business on my arm once. He kept rubbing it and rubbing.
Do you think he was doing it on purpose?
You know, when your wiener's touching somebody, you know.
I'm sick. Ew, was he cute?
I don't remember, but I remember going home and then hearing months later that they got shut down for stuff like that.
My gosh. Okay, well then after all the sounds, I can say my favorite part of the episode was them playing the game and elephants. It's the most fun they had the entire trip. Portia nailed her day. Portia's day is the best day.
Yes.
But then they sit down to eat, which that food would have been a little tricky. I did agree with Leah there. That would have been a little hard for me on the eating too. But why is Candace crying again? Well, I know Candace, I cry a lot,
This is what I think. I think Candace going into it had built up resentment towards Portia because Portia took Monique's side in the fight that happened on her show. So she kind of knew that Portia didn't like her and she felt betrayed. My question to you, do you feel like Portia was just sticking up for a friend, repeating what she said on her show? Or do you think she really does hate Candace?
I think she was just sticking up for her friend. And I think she was probably talking to Monique and Monique was like, say this. But the part that I found so odd is why Candace couldn't actually hear what Giselle was saying and at least acknowledge Giselle and be like, oh, yeah, Giselle did have my back. Which, sorry, guys, on last week's podcast, I said that Giselle was team Monique when she was not. That was wrong. It was Ashley. I got confused. It was a long time ago. I have to rewatch episodes that were on this morning.
I would have liked to hear Portia just apologize to Candace because I feel like she was very affected by it. And I feel like it affected her just being there. Because she said, like, I have anxiety being here, all the things. And then it finally came out. And you can tell she started crying before she even talked about it.
Yeah.
So it clearly affected her.
But I think also Candace, her first season was quite weepy as well. And then now has grown into, yeah, I mean, she still cries, but it's different because she's more comfortable with some of the women in the cast. Yeah. I think when Candace doesn't, and I get that, when you don't have your, like, comfort person or your one comfort person is Leah.
I'm so confused with Leah because I feel like she never really does anything horribly mean. Like, is she just misunderstood?
I don't know. I honestly, after watching Leah, I have to watch videos of Dove to cheer myself up. And I realized, and listen, I'm not delusional, guys. I know that some people feel that same exact way about me, but watching it, if I came off of a terrible season, so let's just say, in the big scheme of things, I was asked to do next season of Girls Trip. After my last season pregnant on Beverly Hills, I would go in guns blazing.
Oh, balls to the wall.
Balls to the walls. The most fun, the most ridiculous, the most outlandish. I'm not saying she needs to be drinking. I'm just saying, like, maybe give be it, a titch less judgy.
Maybe just give it a little more energy.
Yeah. But what I also found quite interesting is that I think we're going to see the blow soon between Alexia and Marisol because
You think they're building up to that?
Oh, yeah, because they're driving each other nuts already. And you're starting to see I think this Girls Trip has been good for Alexia and Giselle. They're becoming more likable as the episodes go on.
Yeah. So spew it or chew it. You want to rank your husbands?
Yeah, I mean, can I rank my husbands? Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I think
rank your husbands.
Obviously I would, what is it, bang? Who would I bang in order? I mean, my two husbands are the only two guys I've ever had O's with, so.
Oh, well, there you're two husbands?
Pretty much, if you give me an O, I'll marry you.
Oh, okay. So which one's better? You better say Edwin. Edwin. You have to say that.
Clearly, one I was married to a year, Edwin, we're on over 10. Yeah. This means you have to answer the same question. No, brush over this.
Well, of course, I'm going to say Eddie.
Yeah, right? But then don't you have two others?
Yes, I do.
Well, great.
Okay, so the second one, I'm going to say Simon. And then, yeah.
What's the other guy's name? I don't even know his
Darren.
Name.
Darren.
Can you send me some pictures of him? Oh, is he more an Eddie or more a Simon aesthetically?
He is not Eddie. He's white. Okay. So he's white with dark. He definitely has dark hair, or he has no hair now. But yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Then we get to the dinner. I like all the effort on this day.
Is this the reasonably shady day?
This is the reasonably shady night, which I didn't think the reasonably shady questions were very good. I didn't understand some
of it. Well, it was her way. She's very smart. It's her way of getting her podcast into the show.
Right, but then make them good questions.
Well, then if we were on the show, what would ours be? Who's the biggest twat?
Yeah, who's the bigger twat? Twat one, and we'd twat
have
two.
We'd have to be like twat, no twat. Like, we'd have little signs.
Twatty. Not twatty.
Twatty?
I mean, we can figure it out. But they get back, and this is where this show is starting to drive me crazy, is the repetition. I don't want to hear about the Mormon stuff anymore. I actually don't want to hear about how many years Miami was on anymore. I don't want to hear about, but also I don't want to hear about bullies. I'm just done.
Right. I agree. But
I have a question.
Well, how do you feel about using the word bully?
I actually don't.
And the housewife industry. Like, I mean, we're all bullies in this.
I think it clearly, if you're coming on this show, it is not a motivational, inspirational women show. Yes, there are moments where you will see women supporting women, but that's not what this show actually
It's not what it's about. So you have to, if you're going to
continue, yeah, if you're going to continue trying to take this high ground, it's just going to almost make you look like an asshole because you know what you're here for. But I mean, speaking of, Leah even ate the scorpion because she doesn't want to be negative. I'm like, you've been nothing but negative this entire trip.
Yeah. I think she just didn't want to throw somebody under the bus, right?
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Or okay, she didn't want to say who it was.
I need to know, have you ever experienced anal?
Yes.
Okay.
With that one.
Is it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Definitely not something I dabble in. Now that we are married.
It's one of those drunk, oh my God, that was an accident.
This was a good idea, but not properly prepared. you need lube, guys, just so you know.
More than that, you need to be drunk.
Okay, do you think that Whitney is Heather's mop? Whitney cleans up all the messes. Can she wipe away the memory of Heather's eye? Because she can't, it's not out of my memory.
What is a mop? Like somebody that just takes, like cleans up?
A mop is just like that cleans up the slop. But I also have a question. If you're really mad
up any slop, I just feel like she's just being used.
Yeah, I agree. But if somebody hits a nerve with you, I think I know the answer to this question. So something they talk about after the dinner, they kind of get through the dinner. There's not a ton. It's all just rehashing. Then they get into the buses and Portia says, I don't know what's up with these Salt Lake City girls. Like, not only are they recapping the same thing over and over again, but then they'll get in the same bus together after fighting. Would you get in the same bus?
No, I wouldn't.
Unless there was only one bus.
Right. Unless I didn't have a choice. So it just makes you wonder, is like this just for TV? Because I feel like sometimes the franchises have only been on like a couple seasons. I feel like they try the hardest because they have such big shoes to fill and they've seen all the other franchises. So instantly they go into it thinking it's got to be drama, drama, drama all the time. And I feel like it takes a couple seasons to figure out for the newer shows because it's like, oh God, too much, just too much.
But did you see when Heather put her hand on Whitney's leg?
No.
In the bus? I didn't yeah. So like it. They're all kind of talking. Well, Candace must have been drunk because she was like hunched over, like so over it. She's like done with the conversation. Then the whole time.
Well, just wait until you do girls trip because you will do it. It's exhausting. 18 hours sometimes in a day, like because like, and there's no downtime for cameras because there's.
I can assure you Big Brother was more exhausting. I couldn't say with 100%.
No, because you're leaving all the time. You have to get glammed up. Then you leave. Then you get wet. Then you go back. Then you're drinking. Then you got to take another shower and get ready. And then go do it. Like there's, it's so many levels. So I don't know. I feel like in part of the tiresome part is like getting ready and doing all that.
I know. And the themes, like it's a lot. Yeah. But yeah, that was... The one thing, and you know, we love Whitney, but when Whitney came in, which we found out they do have a confessional room this episode.
Oh, that's what I was just going to say.
Because Leah was in there and so was Whitney. But Whitney comes in and she goes, one, I want to clarify something that I didn't say during the game. Heather knows how she got the black eye. Two, she was never friends with Lisa Barlow. Three, she hasn't left the Mormon church. She says masks will come off and get the bottom of the lie. But I don't care about any of these things. We already know all of these things. I thought you were going to come up with some good lies.
I know. I just don't even want to hear about the black guy ever again. Don.
Okay. Other than Portia, who would you want to be your best friend on this show? You can't pick Portia because she's everybody's favorite.
Oh, Candace. I just love her just because I think that we've talked
but
to her.
But by never... watching it? No, you can't pick by our outside friendships. You have to solely watch it. You would want... Yes, we can't pick by after...
I feel like I can bring out a different side to Candace on this show right now.
True.
I feel like she's in it right now and she feels like she doesn't really have anybody on her side.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you. Do you suffer from social anxiety?
Yeah, of course.
Do you? Because I feel like you're very outgoing.
I forced myself to be. I'm number 10 on an introvert scale. Like I took the test, number 10 introvert.
Okay. So for me, like I have like walking into a room with people I don't know is the most scary thing for me ever. And to have to like text somebody that I don't really know that well, or to ask, it's like, it freaks me out. So for those housewives that I don't really spend that much time getting to know, that's why.
Yeah.
It's just free. It just freaks me out. I feel like, I don't know what I feel like. It's just social anxiety, I'm sure.
Well, I want to like sit down truthfully with Giselle and like ask her a million questions. I need to know more about her life. And I feel like I could have fun with her. I want her to like let her hair down and actually stop producing, even though I, you know, she's done some good.
Oh, I agree. And I think that that's something that's sad across the board. Like when I ask questions about the show, everybody's saying the same thing. Like, yeah, just stop trying to produce a show and make good TV.
The only fan thoughts that we have that weren't just mean was Whitney is great at the end and Portia should apologize to Candace.
Yeah. I'm not even going to pull mine up because a lot of them are just mean.
Yeah. It's
mean.
You know, guys, also when you're watching, like we're recapping, we're joking, but all in all, the girls are doing the best to make a good show for everybody to watch. And clearly we're watching it because here we are recapping it.
Yep. And we love it.
We love it. But
loving it.
Damn, that's the end. We're done.
That's the end. What are you going to do today?
What am I doing today? Oh, I have a meeting tonight with somebody, and
I'll stay tuned.
But I asked you, do you guys think when you go to a meeting that's important to you, would you go more casual or would you go more glammed up?
I think that I would try to look the best that I could. I don't necessarily need to be dressed.
But would you put on
cocktail
lashes?
Dress?
Would you put on lashes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, only because my lashes are light and whatever.
Oh, well, mine are really. You mean I shouldn't just show up like this?
No, you shouldn't. Gomer Pyle. No.
Not
what you look like right now, Gomer Pyle.
Give me a job.
God.
Oh my gosh.
No,
yeah, Matt. And then
best.
I have another horse show this weekend. You want to come down and watch, Tam?
Where's it at?
Derby tomorrow at LEC in Burbank. Yeah, guys, come out, support us.
I would love to, but having a couple of people over for Eddie's 50th birthday. His birthday is actually tomorrow. I feel so much better that we are in the same decade now, and I don't have to feel like I have this much younger husband. So he's in his 50s. I'm in my 50s.
Can you guys do a photo shoot from the sex chair for the birthday?
Sure. I'll be doing that. Can you come over and put my lashes on for me?
You know I can't do that while I have a professional coming.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe and give us all the stars. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.